Local businesses have struggled to stay afloat during the pandemic. 17% of U.S. restaurants have closed due to COVID-19. They've swung from closed to open with restrictions to closed again, and some have operated in spite of mitigation rules, potentially putting customers and employees at risk of the virus. Between August 2020 and the end of January 2021, the DeKalb County Health Department received nearly 400 COVID-19 complaints from employees or customers spanning over 100 businesses. Greg Maurice is the Director of Health Protection at the DeKalb County Health Department. He says the first step for his department is to reach out to those businesses, get their side of the story, and inform them of the current mitigation rules in place. No fines or penalties right away.
Always our main goal was always to try to educate, give people opportunities to come into compliance, and multiple opportunities at that.
According to county records via the Freedom of Information Act, restaurants and bars saw the most complaints, typically for violating indoor service rules. But a variety of businesses like gyms, gas stations, post offices, even churches and a police department also had complaints. And they went beyond indoor dining to employee masking, lack of distancing, employees working with symptoms or positive cases, or warning of a potential outbreak.
Once we get consecutive complaints that would come in regarding the facility, you know, if they're, I'll say, similar in nature, then we would go to performing a site visit, doing an inspection to verify the complaint.
Sometimes on those site visits, inspectors discover that locations aren't actually breaking the rules at all. They're even taking extra precautions. Local law enforcement will also inform the health department if they conduct a site visit that verifies a violation, often with photographic evidence. A handful of businesses racked up more than a dozen complaints. One DeKalb County restaurant had 45 complaints over the course of several months, the most of any business. And even as multiple complaints come in, Maurice says the health department's priority is still education. They do additional visits to explain they're in violation and wait to see if the complaints stop. Then they'll drop off a written warning.
The step after that written warning was doing the visit, verifying again that they are still violating it, giving them an order to disperse letter, which would basically state that customers need to vacate, employees need to vacate until they comply.
The health department gives them around 24 to 48 hours to come into compliance before they recheck. And there is one final step if, yet again, a business refuses to abide by COVID-19 safety rules.
We're referring them over to our legal, so state's attorney's office, to see if there was anything legally that wanted to be pursued for them.
Maury says the department has had to do that, but extremely rarely. Fewer than 10 cases have gotten to that point. He says he understands the frustration businesses feel, especially restaurants that can't seat people outside in sub-zero temperatures, but they don't want them to close down. They just want them to operate in the safest way possible.
We get a lot of pushback, I think a lot there, you know, saying that the health department's trying to close all these places down. It's absolutely not true.
Chicago recently expanded their indoor dining capacity, and every region of Illinois is now in phase 4 of the state's reopening plan. Maury says in DeKalb County that means bars and restaurants are open for limited indoor service for up to 25 people or 25% occupancy.
And a lot of the local health departments, we're all pushing to have some, like, just limitations on the indoor dining versus just a full closure of it.
Emergency rules established last August by Governor J.B. Pritzker opened the door for businesses to be penalized for not adhering to indoor dining bans or enforcing masks. And several businesses in Illinois have faced fines over $1,000 for defying the orders. As the state moves into mitigation tiers with looser restrictions, Maurice says the number of COVID-19 complaints is likely to dwindle. Illinois residents can still file complaints of unsafe conditions with their county's health department over the phone or on the department's website. I'm Peter Medlin.